This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to The Layers Lair. My name is Spencer.
This is Katie.
And we're talking about the semifinal, aka Patisserie Week.
Patisserie Week! Tosh.
It's a tough one.
It is really tough. It was the right decision.
And yet.
The tent's going to be a little bit dimmer next week a little bit more cargo shorted.
I was really hoping we could celebrate the absence of cargo shorts in the final.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah. The no man Dan plan didn't go to plan.
Yes. Just a tough week for Tasha, unfortunately.
Yeah. It was also a really subdued week in the tent without Allison there.
Yeah.
It was just like the vibes were off.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
The vibes were off. Yeah. End of episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
We're going to talk about it. We're going to look at some stats and we're going to get excited for the final.
Yes. So, I mean, we already, I guess, ruined it, but we have a Maddie, Josh, Dan, all white man final.
Yes.
Which, as we were researching last night, I don't think has ever happened before.
Okay. This is a good distinction. So I think it has. Oh. In series 3 in 2012, John, Brendan, and James.
I may have just never watched that season.
I think it might have been before you started watching with me.
I don't recognize any of those names.
Yeah. John was a winner. Brendan and James were the runners up. This was a Mary Berry series with Mel and Sue. And I know you watched a few of those, but not all of them.
I did, but that one doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yeah. Well, so, you know.
So a rarity, at least.
A rarity, yeah. And also one that is, like with the three people there, we have, it'll be entertaining no matter what. Maddie's there. He'll hold it down.
At least we have Maddie Magoo in the final.
And Josh, who's not quietly confident. Yeah. He's just quiet. I loved that bit.
Josh, I'm a fan of Maddie and Josh. Dan...
Wait, how do you feel about Dan? Can we talk about this? I don't think we've gone into this at all.
I was going to actually defend. He deserved to be there this week. Like, he had a very good week in a challenging, like, Patisserie Week. Traditionally, sort of sorts the...
It does. The wheat from the chaff.
The serious from the unserious bakers. And he had a great week. And Tosh...
And yet, Maddie's still there.
And Tosh had a bad week. Like, I have no issue with how we arrived here.
Got it.
I just don't love that this is where we arrived.
My issue with how we arrived here dates back to Pizzagate.
You can't call it that.
I didn't call it that. Other people on the internet called it that first.
Nope.
Wait, why? Why can't I call it that?
That was the thing with the...
Oh,
the QAnon that was the shit with the kids thing. In the basement at the pizza place.
Okay. Yep. Just remembered that one from 2016, whatever that was.
I'm not going to do my impression again this week, but
you're gonna hurt your throat if you do that.
Yeah, that was already a very misguided moment in American history.
Well, it was British history when Dan made that terrible pizza thing.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so let's go through the standards. fashion this week. What did you think? Anything stand out?
I thought it was very funny that Bake Off had clearly never planned for someone wearing a crop top in the tent.
That's right.
And they just like mashed Tasha's microphone pack like up her shirt somewhere.
It looked like she had a Walkman, like
hooked to hooked her bra
at an angle
sure.
to her bra. Yeah.
Yeah. They do a shockingly good job of hiding the microphones.
They really do.
On that show, typically, yeah. Except when people hug and then you can't hear anything that they're saying because they're pressing their microphones into each other's
chests.
There
is a lot of hugging. Yep.
But I thought that was pretty funny that like somehow in 14 seasons that's never come up before.
Yeah, it's true. You don't have too many crop tops. Well, they're also like much more in style now than they were in, say, 2012 during Series 3.
Are they?
I think so. That's okay. What the Gen Zers, I think, are wearing now.
Sure.
I don't know. I've got my skinny jeans on over here, so like, what do
Apparently
I know?
It's not a thing that people are doing anymore.
Not in style.
I don't know, man. The middle schoolers are wearing Smashing Pumpkins and Tupac shirts, so like,
You're wearing a Kohl's and Crayola fleece.
I am not. It's just on the back of my chair because it's cozy and it's winter. I am fully under a blanket while we're recording.
Oh, you totally are. Yes, rightfully so. Speaking of fashion or anti-fashion, mm-hmm. What was the cargo short count this week? I counted, I think, two.
I think it was Dan and Maddie
Dan
again.
And Maddie, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maddie's are like the shorter, tighter.
Yeah, they still have the side pockets, though.
They do, but like I'm not sure you could actually put anything in them. Dan has like the straight out of an Old Navy from 2005 cargo shorts.
It's true. It's true.
Maddie's yeah. are more stylish, but they are, I think, technically cargo shorts.
You could fit some cargo in there. Your definition of cargo, your cargo mileage may vary.
I don't know. Those are some tight shorts and some thick thighs.
Those PE thighs. speaking of fashion, I mean, just like Allison's presence in the tent, very much missed this week.
Yes.
Noel was more subdued.
Was he? Wasn't he wearing like some outrageous shirt with frowny faces on it?
Yes, but I think I meant his like
more subdued
his personage
for him.
Was more subdued.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he was sort of like making jokes by himself.
The semifinals always tense too, though. Just yeah. like people start taking it seriously.
Yeah, the tensest, I think, of the shows.
It's a tense tent.
Oh, it's very intense. speaking of Noel, he didn't throw anything at anybody.
Oh, that was the bonus.
That was the bonus this week.
I forgot
Nothing
while we were
thrown.
Watching, but that's definitely what it was.
Yep. So.
Well, dang.
Dang indeed. Did you catch any vocab this week?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think there was maybe a reference to like what I'm assuming is a show or something that I didn't get.
Okay.
Now I can't remember. It was something that Noel said.
Okay.
But no, I don't think I had any.
Okay.
Did
and
you?
I know, no, I didn't. I know we had a repeat of a word that when Dan was pouring his horrendous mirror glaze, he was like, he could see his face, but they used another word for face. And I don't remember it right now, but it was something we've talked about before.
I missed that one. And apparently don't
Barnett.
Remember.
Barnett.
Oh, is that the one that I've already previously forgot about this season?
I think so.
Okay,
good. This
good,
is the
good.
Third time we've made mention of that.
It just won't stick, apparently.
No, nope, that's okay. I mean, just like that mirror glaze, that rubbery ass mirror glaze.
We'll get there. Signature.
Financiers.
Yes, financers.
Bankers. Bankers bars.
Are they supposed to be like gold bars?
Yes.
Is that the origin of that?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Why is a financier cake called financier? The name financier is said to derive from the traditional rectangular mold, which resembles a bar of gold. And a theory says that the cake became popular in the financial district of Paris, surrounding the Paris Stock Exchange. So there you go.
We had Dan coming with the weird flavors again.
Matcha.
Which, first of all, Paul, get over it.
Yeah.
And I hate that. It always bugs me when the evaluating, or if not the actual evaluation, the baker's decisions are impacted by what Paul just likes or dislikes.
Tastes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it never really applies to Prue except for when people are using alcohol.
Correct. Yeah. But she doesn't like matcha either. Traditionally, well, she thinks it tastes like grass.
That doesn't make it a bad bake because there's a flavor that you don't like.
No. I mean, do you remember Kim Joy? Everything she made had matcha in it, and she made it to the final. So whatever.
Yeah. Which, yeah, maybe they don't actually factor it in, but and just play it up for.
Ooh, spooky tastes.
The fuck was
Sorry,
that?
I don't know. I don't know why I did it. I just did it. You gave me the weirdest look, so then I just kept going. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, haunted matcha cakes, apparently.
But yeah, Paul really liked his. And then they tasted the other one, his peach orange raspberry. And Dan got the sausage fingers up in there. He got a handshake.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dan just had a really good week.
I know. You can't fault him for this. You can't fault him.
No. And like on a, what is traditionally one of the tougher weeks on the show.
Mm-hmm. It felt like on the signature, at least. So Dan got the handshake, but then the others, I felt like were all fairly equal.
Yeah, there weren't any bad ones, mm-mm. I don't think, right?
Like it was the critiques were like something being slightly overbaked or something being slightly too large and a little bit overbaked.
Yeah.
Honestly, like that was the critique for Josh, Tasha, and Maddie was that they had a little bit of overbake on one of them.
But Maddie thought his were underdone.
Because, you know, whatever.
Maddie Magoo strikes again.
He just stumbled into success. Uh-huh. I love it.
Or different types of failure in this case.
Different degrees of failure. Yeah. And then Tasha's, I didn't think they looked that bad, but I also wasn't looking at them up close, obviously.
So, I thought they really liked those.
Well, I think what they said was like, they looked good at first glance, but then they were slightly messy when you looked at them for too long.
And her,
her cream splits.
Buttercream was all fucky.
Yeah.
Do you know what a tonka bean is?
Oh, no, that was something I was going to look up. That's
a good
question.
That was one of Dan's flavors, right?
It is. Oh, it was one of Dan's flavors. The tree is native to South America and is semi-deciduous. So it's like a bean. It's a flat, wrinkled legume from South America.
Oh, those are wild looking.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hmm. Spicy and fruity, apparently.
They look like prunes or something.
They kind of do. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's a vocab. Okay. I didn't know what a tonka bean was.
All right. Any other thoughts on the SIG?
No, Josh's looked really nice and they had a little bit too much almond, but you know, like Josh had a very steady signature today.
They never like essences.
Well, no, they're always too artificial.
Mm-hmm. Or too much.
Or too much, exactly.
Or both.
All right. Shall we move on to the Tata Pomme?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That looked delicious, and I would like to eat several of those.
Yeah, so this was the tart with the very thinly sliced apples.
Yep, sitting in frangipane.
Concentric circle of apples on top.
Yes. I love frangipane. It is so, so good.
So it's almonds.
Yeah.
And what?
It's like an almond paste with like egg and sugar and butter and maybe flour. Yeah.
Is it like ground almond?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's like a pipeable paste that has ground almond in the base.
With sweet sugar and sweet sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar and ground almonds.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it looked delicious. Several of them struggled with just the concept.
But not Maddie. Maddie was just like, I don't know. We'll see.
Well,
and then got it like perfect.
So one of the bigger issues seemed to be how thin to slice the apples.
Yeah.
Which doesn't. Some of them were cutting the apples thick enough that there's no way that they would bake in the amount of time that they were baking them for.
Like 20 minutes or something? Yeah.
Yeah,
no
they
way.
Were cutting like a quarter of an apple and sticking in the oven for 20 minutes. Like, even if you aren't familiar with this bake, there's no way that's going to work.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have to cut those thinner or they're going to be raw.
Raw apples. Yes.
Yeah. Also, how many apples did they give them to where you could stack those thick-ass slices all over the top of that tart? Like,
Yeah, it's a
I forget
point.
Who it was, but there was one where like they must have put
it was Tasha.
Was okay. She had the really thick apple slices.
She had like the kind of snack you see in an after school, like yes. apples and peanut butter situation, like apple wedges.
You could
That's
dip
what it
them into
like.
Peanut butter and they wouldn't break yes. thickness. Yeah.
Yes. Your toddler ass fingers wouldn't crush that apple.
So she must have put like 8 apples on top of that thing.
I think
Did
so.
They give her a whole, like a 5-pound bag of apples to work with?
I feel like they sometimes do that. Like they sometimes will give people unlimited quantity of something just and then they have to figure out what it is.
So as to not imply what the right amount is.
I think so. I mean, yeah. I've definitely seen that, you know, they.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They give them the big jar of booze and they were supposed to use 3 tablespoons.
True. Which only, I think most of them went under that, right?
Maddie
it was only
came
Maddie
within
that
mils.
Got, yeah, yeah, that got close.
Yeah. So Tasha's just looked, I mean, you just knew it was going to go badly. And she blind baked for the wrong amount of time. And, yeah. and.
Which she fucked up the first time that there was blind baking involved too,
Did
right?
Did she? In pastry week?
Yeah, I think she like maybe didn't blind bake or like not for long enough or something in pastry week or as she called it, pie week.
Pie week. I love it.
Yeah, I think she had some issue with blind baking previously.
This is sort of an aside, but have you watched any of the adorable Instagram features of Tasha and Daryl explaining how they had to come up with BSL signs for some of the terminology in bake?
Is Daryl her interpreter?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
They call them sweaty bottoms instead of soggy bottoms. Like that is what it.
Ugh, there's most, not a word for soggy.
I don't know. That's what it most effectively translated to.
It's even grosser somehow.
It's disgusting.
I mean, soggy bottoms is already pretty gross, but sweaty is worse.
Ugh. Bet Maddie knows about those from gym class. What?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, most people sweat.
That's true. Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. So obviously like Tasha, not looking good. We got helper points from Maddie helping her because her thing was stuck to the tin. Never a good sign. Mm-mm. We also learned about Josh's do not push on his forehead.
Huh?
His titanium plate in his head.
What?
Did you not like catch this?
Apparently not. He has a metal plate in his head?
He has a metal plate in his head from his rugby accident. And he said when he woke up in surgery, it was like written on his forehead, do not push.
Amazing. No, how did I miss that?
I don't know, but it was maybe the most entertaining part of the episode.
I sometimes wonder what tools they have available to them for like the baking adjacent stuff. Like they never seem to have the right knife.
Oh, for like the cutting of the apples?
Yeah, or just in general. Like they're always using like a paring knife where it should be a chef's knife or.
I have wondered that too, but then I also know that I just use the biggest knife for most tasks. And so I'm like, is this just me? Is this a me thing?
I'm thinking like for those apples. Mm-hmm. It would be hard to cut really thin slices of apples without the right tool.
It really would be. Yeah. Like they didn't give him a mandolin slicer or something.
Yeah. Well, that may have been too obvious, but yes, along those lines. Yeah, yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. Like, I guess you can set a mandolin at different thicknesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get into the right one, you say, this is the way. And then you go and do it. That was a Mandalorian joke. Sorry. That was bad. Oh. That didn't work.
I understand
really
where you're going.
Thank
but
you.
But yeah, you didn't land.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Sorry. Keep us going.
Good try. So yeah, none of these were great. I think Josh finished first,
yeah.
Right?
Josh's was good.
What? Okay.
Maddie's was pretty good.
And then Tasha and Dan had semi-disasters.
Yeah. It was just a poop bake.
But as is tradition, it doesn't actually matter.
I feel like in this situation, it did kind of matter for Tasha.
It matters if you really fuck it up.
And I feel like in this situation,
or when there are only 4 people left,
she then felt more pressure going into the showstopper.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
that's true.
Maybe that's the whole point of the technical, is to just like fuck with people's brains enough that they feel pressure unduly the next day.
Yeah.
She was definitely off her game the next day.
I've never really thought about that. You have overnight to dwell on that too.
Think about all the things you did wrong and how much deficit you have to make up the next day.
That's true. I hadn't considered that being split.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you like rethink your strategy. Maybe you come in with like a,
I know I got to go big tomorrow because I'm behind.
Yes. Mm. Yes. You come in with a big, big swing. But
like the showstopper has to be planned well in advance, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you like tweak something or like add an element.
We've seen people do that before. I don't know if this was the case for Tasha this week, but I mean, it does feel like it plays into it.
That seems possible.
Oh. Shall we move on to the showstopper?
Yeah. What? It was the Milfoy.
Please continue.
I don't know how to say it.
Milifogli?
Sure.
I think that's what I heard them say. Yes.
Milhouse?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Today, I watched an extremely soothing YouTube video for like 24 minutes of somebody teaching me how to make this. And it was so pleasant.
Oh, well, give him a shout out. Who was it?
I don't remember. Oh, right, no, cool. It was the preppy baker or something like that.
Okay.
But the biggest caution was don't try to make your own pastry. Just use the freezer puff pastry.
Oh, well, that's cheating. Come on.
Which, you know, was Tasha's downfall. Took all the time.
Well, okay. So she did some weird approach to puff pastry.
Mm-hmm.
That the whole time they were setting up to be a massive failure and she was stressing out about.
Yep.
And then they thought it was brilliant and had so many layers.
Yeah.
Like that was not at all what held her back in the showstopper. They thought her pastry was great.
But it took so much time.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that like the big difference and why it's called inverse is because in regular puff pastry, you wrap the dough or you wrap like the flour around the butter. And in inverse,
the dough
around the butter. And then in inverse, you wrap butter around the dough.
Huh?
You basically are like enveloping the dough with butter instead of enveloping butter with dough.
Isn't the whole idea just to fold it a bunch of times, though?
Yes, but it means that you're starting from, like, a duplicate layering versus having the butter in the middle. So in theory, each time you fold it, you're getting two layers of butter instead of one if the butter's on the outside instead of the inside. I think that's the whole principle behind this.
I'm not following, but I'll take your word for it. Dan had some goofy ass attempted theme guitar Sam Fender nonsense.
He is the I mean, I just think about like what terrible cake of what celebrity would Dan have made if he were on last season?
Tom DeLonge.
No, but like it would be worse, right?
No, it would have been exactly as bad as that Tom DeLonge monstrosity.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I don't know. Whenever he tries to, and this is the thing too, is like, this is a really elegant dessert. It's like an Italian wedding cake.
The man has absolutely zero taste or creativity or
class
tact or class or.
Yeah.
He's wearing skate shoes and fucking cargo shorts and has had the same haircut for 20 years and brews his own shitty beer. Like.
Do we know that he brews his own beer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was it. His intro was.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That he brews his own beer and it was terrible.
Ooh, yeah. That's a low place to start.
As all homebrews are in my experience. Have you ever had a good homebrew?
I'm going to say yes, because I don't know who's listening.
Okay, fair. But no.
Yeah, no, it's just he takes whatever there is and it's like a classy dessert and he makes it look like a middle school art
gaudy
project.
Gaudy and gauche.
Yes. Oh, that guitar.
Gauche and poorly executed.
Yes. It's like the, what is that style? It's like modernism. I don't know. I've been like deep diving into Disney World resorts recently for some reason.
What is the reason?
I don't know. Orlando and land use and whatever. So
All right.
But there's a whole series of hotels at the Disney resorts that are like the wide world of movies, the wide world of sports, the all-star music experience. And it has all these giant sculptures of like a football helmet or like a giant guitar or like the pool is shaped like a piano. It's this very strange aesthetic. And that's what I think of every time I see Dan Spakes. Hmm.
Yeah. He strikes me as somebody that would like really enjoy America. for all the wrong reasons.
If only so that he'd be closer to the cultures he loves to appropriate.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, look, that guy could appropriate anything, it seems like.
It sure does.
Put him on a continent, he'll find something to appropriate. Drop him in the ocean, he'll be a fish. He'll be appropriating fish culture in no time.
Fish culture. So
Josh whooped everybody.
It was beautiful. That thing was amazing. And well, a stunning tribute to his Nan.
For the 15th time. I really like your theory that is not that the whole thing is a bit and that's just the picture that came in the frame.
Exactly.
And he's doing it just to drum up support.
Exactly. I mean, is it working? It's working.
Clearly it's working for somebody. Yeah, that's just some lady whose stock photo got put in the frame at Kohl's.
I was going to say it was Kohl's.
Home goods.
No, Josh's was stunning. I mean,
Josh 100% deserves to be in the final.
Absolutely. I think he is the other two, far and away the winner, the favorite at this point.
He's gotta be.
Yeah. Maddie's just looked a little sloppy. And then when they explained the squishing of the layers by cutting it with something that wasn't sharp, like that totally makes sense.
I wouldn't have known that, but also I'm not a baker.
Well, and maybe there you and Maddie have some common roots.
I mean, he's like, what, mid-20s?
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of skills.
There's some stuff that just is going to come with experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I think Josh is 20-something too, isn't
he? They're both in their 20s, I believe. Yeah. And then we had, Dan's guitar thing. I think whatever. It tasted good. So
it was fine.
It was fine.
Any other thoughts before we get to the league?
No, just Tasha. You know, it was just one of those things where you know what's going to happen. It's like watching a slow motion car crash. Yeah, you just knew it was going to go poorly. And you saw some helper points from Dan again.
I may have accidentally spoiled Tasha's departure too.
You did. That's okay.
I didn't realize that people only went on. I've never watched the extra slice.
Yeah, because we can't watch it here. We could like through a VPN.
And I didn't realize that people only appeared on there after leaving the show.
Yeah.
And so on Friday morning, I may have shown you.
You're like, look at how good Tasha looks in this jumpsuit.
Yeah. Oops. I didn't spoil it for myself until I spoiled it for you. And then you explained why I had spoiled it for you.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, we're at the end and I knew it was going to happen anyway. So, yeah. Also, I think like I had seen that as like a thumbnail in my suggested Instagram and I didn't click on it.
Tried to skip past it.
But I knew it was there. Yeah. So, yeah.
For the final, are we in agreement that we think Josh is the favorite?
Absolutely.
Who would you like to see win?
Josh or Maddie?
I think I'm pulling for Maddie at this point.
I would love to see Maddie win, but in the trailer for next week, when they like read off who's going to be the winner of the Great British Bake Off, he's just standing there like laughing.
Like I have no chance in hell at winning this.
Okay. Or it's a clever cut to throw us off the trail.
They do that sometimes.
They do that, yeah.
All right.
You
got some scores for us?
We do have some scores. So first off, as we're heading into the final, I did want to revisit who picked for the season-long picks, the folks who were with them. Mm-hmm. So we had two people pick Dan at the start of the season. We had 8 people pick Josh. We had no people pick Maddie.
Well.
So we're going to be watching for Dan. We've got Joe H. and Nick B. For Josh, I'm just going to read these folks off. We've got Chetta, Jennifer C., Demry, Amber G., Kat, Kathleen E., Anna ST, and Martin N.
So, for Josh.
Yeah. Okay. 8 people alongside us thinking that Josh is going to be the winner or having something.
Well, at the beginning of the year, at least.
At the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about how cargo shorts weren't being scored this week, but I just want to once again note that both Dan and Maddie were wearing cargo shorts. Mm-hmm. All right. And then
just adopt that as an every week thing going forward for all future seasons.
Yes,
you lose
will.
Points if you wear cargo shorts.
No, we are.
Sorry. You gain points if you by not don't wearing wear cargo shorts.
Yes, 100% we are doing this going forward. Also, I'm just going to do it in life. Like, if I see people around, I'll be like, you don't get points because you're wearing cargo shorts.
I was going to say, most people you see, you're going to be like, points, points.
There's a way to
normal
do it.
Normal number of pockets, points.
Yes, because that's a normal way to behave around people, for sure. okay, so in the league this week, our listeners clearly thought that Tasha and Josh were in the lead.
R.I.P. Majasha.
R.I.P. Majasha. The best combination, of course, on the back end would have been to pick Josh as number one and Dan as number two.
Sure.
So let's see here. Who's at the bottom? Oh, we had a good number of people who voted no on would Josh or would Noel or Allison throw an item of food?
Which he did not.
He did not.
Right?
Yep. And Allison wasn't there to throw food.
Right.
She's just doing a bunch of delightful voiceover.
Yep.
Okay. So in the bottom this week, tied at third to the bottom, we have Itai and Caitlin S. with negative 10 points. With the tricky combo of Tasha and Josh, because we double the points for your first picked Baker, you know, if you pick Tasha, you're pretty much at the bottom. In second to the bottom, we have Rebecca with negative 15, and all the way on the bottom, we have Brooke with negative 26.
Dang.
So, dang. Up on top this week, tied for third place with 34 points, we had Kat and Kathy C., who picked the combo of Josh and Maddie. And then we had in second place, Ken L with 38 points. And then with the bonus points, tipping them above, we had Theo with 39 points.
Nice.
So we're headed into the final. This is going to be our last episode of the season after we watch the final.
The next episode will be our last.
That was a terrible way to say that.
Yeah, you said the opposite. Yep. We have one more episode after this one.
We'll see you next week.
There we go. Bye.